actually, while we're on ironies, there's another major story right now that also has an interesting Indonesia connection. It's the front page story in the Boston Globe every morning. Every morning for the last week, the big story has been about a girl who was just refused admission by Harvard, Gina Grant. When she was 14 years old, she killed an abusive mother. And then she went to juvenile court and was sentenced and so on. She was sent up north. This was in the South. Since then, she had apparently an absolutely stellar record at Cambridge Rindge in Latin, which is not the most comfortable school in the world to be in. You might take a walk through the halls sometime and you'll get a sense. But she was, her record, and she was, you know, tutoring children in the slums and all sorts of stuff. So she got advanced admission to Harvard. But then they discovered that this thing had happened when she was 14 years old. So Harvard rescinded the admission, and the MIT admissions officer said, yeah, we wouldn't have accepted her either, because after all, character is important, and so on and so forth. Well, okay, you know, nice to know that they have such high standards. There's some other cases that it's pretty hard to miss, you know, because they're in fact in the papers right now. For example, there's a big flap about Guatemala. I've been reading all about the CIA in Guatemala. It doesn't have to do with the CIA, incidentally. It's the White House in Guatemala. But they keep quoting a guy named General Gramajo, Hector Gramajo, in Guatemala. Well, Hector Gramajo was responsible for the slaughter of tens of thousands of people. He's a real mass murderer, you know, a real first-class mass murderer. Tens of thousands of people in the highlands of Guatemala, supported by us, by the Reagan administration, about 10 years ago. He was the State Department favorite they wanted him to be president. So they brought him to Harvard to groom him. You know, there is where you learn manners. So he was brought to Harvard. I actually read about it in a Central American journal and mentioned it to some local Central America activists who looked into it. Harvard denied that he was there, but he was there. And this same Alan Marin, who I mentioned before, who's not only a terrific reporter, but has quite a flair for the dramatic, at the Harvard commencement, in front of television cameras and so on, ran up in front of the cameras with a subpoena from the Center for Constitutional Rights, charging Gramajo with major crimes. There happens to be an American law which makes it permissive, possible to charge a foreign person who happens to be here for crimes committed in that country. If you can find somebody here with standing, he did it. Gramajo came to trial. He fled the country, of course, after he got his degree. And he was in Boston. I think it was in Boston, and he was fined, I forget how much, $10 million or something. Well, okay, character's all right in that case. That's not like a kid killing an abusive mother when she's 14. What about the Indonesia connection? There's one here, too. The year after this Gramajo affair came the Dili massacre and the cover-up, and part of the cover-up was a decision by Indonesia to send the top generals responsible out of the country so people wouldn't notice them for a while until things settled down. One of them is a general named Sintang Panjaitan, who was the guy in charge of the whole affair. He was sent off to Boston, probably to Harvard. They deny it, and nobody's been able to figure out exactly what he's doing here, but I bet you if you look, he was at Harvard to get his skills refined. He was found by local activists who started protesting, and then came, I guess, my favorite story in the Boston Globe or any newspaper ever in history. It was on the anniversary of the Dili massacre headline that says, Indonesian general facing suit flees Boston. You know. He fled Boston. The suit was brought. A New Zealand woman whose son was killed in the actually after the Dili massacre. The Dili massacre was one massacre. Then they started killing people all over the place. Her name is Helen Todd, and that makes it easier to bring a suit in Boston, I should say, than if your name is, something, one of these unpronounceable third world things. Helen Todd did bring a suit on behalf of her son, who was killed, and the Indonesian general fled Boston. He lost by default, and that was a $14 million sentence last November. That one was, in fact, all over the papers. So those kind of guys are okay, but, not bad people who do things like Gina Grant did. because we have to watch out for character. I'm being polite and not mentioning a lot of other people with connections with the universities who have a few things to answer for, but we'll drop it.